What's happening? What up, though? What's popping, man? It's your boy T-Lip bringing you another episode of the Speak On It podcast. Right now, we on season 3, man. Season 3, episode 34. We going up, man. We going up. And we gonna keep going up. This is how I'm coming every time, every rhyme. You feel what I'm saying? Don't pay attention to my slang, man. I just be talking shit, man. That's just what I do. But pay attention to it. You feel me? You might learn a thing or two. Hey, it was some. Hey, last night, Lakers versus the Clippers. Man, we about to dive deep into that game right there, man. That was some high-level superstar basketball being played last night by some of the best stars in the game that we've had for a long time. In the Russell Westbrook, in the PG-13, of course, the LeBron James, the Kawhi Leonard, the Anthony Davis. The stars was out there to play last night. The LeBron-Kawhi matchup shows us like why we want to see them match up more, because them two guys right there, the way they went at each other on both ends of the court, it shows that that is the NBA at its highest level, man. When you got two of the best players in LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard going at each other the entire game and leading their team back and forth, going punch for punch, man, that's what you want to see. You want to see two juggernauts go at it and not shy away from competing. This era of basketball, you got a lot of guys that shy away from competing. You got young guys that be needing rest. You got guys that's 27 missing games because of rest. But you got LeBron James playing on a back-to-back 3 games in 4 nights. You got Kawhi Leonard knowing the things he go through, playing on a back-to-back. I don't care if it's game 5 of the season. Jimmy Butler already resting. He already taking games off. There's guys around the league right now that's already taking games off. Man, but let's talk about this game, man. First off, if you stayed up for this Lakers and Clippers game, you were in for a treat for one of the best games. This was literally the best game this season for sure. But if you stood up for the first quarter, you was probably think like, man, the Clippers whooping their ass. It's another Clippers going. They're going to extend their streak going 12. What, I think it was like what? 12 wins in a row. The Lakers have literally lost 11 games in a row from the Clippers. Heading back to what, 2019, maybe 2020. They just had their number. But the Lakers fought back, man. The Lakers scored 24 points in the first quarter. Clippers scored 37 points in the first quarter. So they was already down by 13 to start the game. But they was really down by 19. At a point in the game, it was 37 to 18. And then both teams scored 24 points in the second quarter, which they going into halftime down by 13 still. If I'm not mistaken, the score was 61 to 48, Clippers. Then coming out of halftime, the Lakers dominated the third quarter. And everybody's healthy. Everybody's hot. Everybody's feeling good in that third quarter. They didn't win the locker room, sat down. Your stars is going to play at least 8 minutes of that third quarter. Kawhi was on the court for at least 8 minutes. PG-13 was on the court for at least 8 minutes to start the third quarter. So the guys was in there in the third quarter. LeBron and the Lakers won that quarter by 15. They scored 39 points in the third quarter. And they only allowed the Clippers to score 24 points. So the third quarter is a big quarter. You go in there, you make your halftime adjustments. You actually able to take a deep breath and sit down for a second, put your feet up, take your shoes off, eat some sunflower seeds, maybe eat some Skittles, whatever you into, man. You're able to like take a deep breath from the game and go take a break real quick and then come back out rejuvenated, refocused, realigned, and able to correct some of the mistakes that you may have made in the first half and recorrect them in the second half. And they came out and beat them by 15 points. So now they go into the fourth quarter up by two. And they had the fourth quarter. If you watch the game, LeBron James and the Lakers, Anthony Davis, they had the fourth quarter. They were up by, I think they were up by like 9 points with less than 2 minutes left. But they started to miss a couple free throws and allow Paul George to hit some threes. I think Kawhi got an and one. And those guys, you can't do that. You can't allow those guys to – you can't allow PG-13 to get cracking. Like, I look at it like this. PG-13, right, he's a three-level scorer. But I think – I honestly, you can add PG as a five-level scorer. And I say three-level, I mean, like, attacking the basket, mid-range, you know, stopping mid-range and three-point shooting. But he also can create his own – shot at the three-point line. He also can throw the ball. You can throw the ball to him in a post, and he can post up anybody, and he got post work. He also can come off screens without the ball in his hand like Klay Thompson and catch and shoot three-point shots. So Paul George's game is so dynamic. Like, he can attack the basket with either hand. He can dribble with either hand, create separation with either hand. He's physical. Paul George is literally, I see why these young guys, the younger guys right now, love Paul George's game, because he is so skilled. Paul George is so skilled, bro. He can really hoop and he can really get a basket, get a bucket, and he challenges guys on defense. So Paul George literally, like, you can't leave Paul George off the All-Star list this year. Paul George is an All-Star. I don't want to hear it at all. Paul George, he plays 30, 40 games before the All-Star game. He's definitely an All-Star for sure. Arguably the best player on that team. But you got Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi is the Terminator, man. Kawhi is that guy. He came off so hot last night. He came out, I think he had like damn near 20 points in the first quarter. Kawhi Leonard had 18 points in the first quarter. He was 4-for-5 from the three. He had only missed like one shot in the first quarter. He was just hitting. He was locked in. Like, he was out there looking like damn Kevin Durant, how he was sniping the ball from anywhere on the court. Kawhi, I just want to see him healthy, man. I would love to see Kawhi Leonard healthy in the playoffs. And Paul George, I would love to see a healthy Clippers team in the playoffs, because I don't want to hear no more excuses about anything. I would love to see a healthy Kawhi Leonard and Paul George in the playoffs, because they can wreak havoc in the West if they are healthy, alongside with James Harden and Russell Westbrook and PJ Tucker and Terrence Mann and Norman Powell, Mason Plumlee, Bones Highland. The Clippers are a deep team, but they're only as deep as Paul George and Kawhi Leonard allow them to be. So if they're on the court, they literally tip the scales. Kawhi came out with a vengeance in his eye. He was balling. Of course, LeBron bringing that out of a lot of people. Like, LeBron bringing that type of game out of a lot of people. When you playing against LeBron, it don't matter when it is. You gonna be ready. You're going to wake up that morning knowing you got to play against LeBron James. You're going to go to sleep that night before knowing that you got to play against LeBron James. It's that simple. It ain't like playing against the Magic. You feel me? When he played against Orlando Magic the night before, he only had like – how many points did he have? He was off like a motherfucker. He only had so many points. He had like 4 points in the first half. I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi only had – 8 points last night versus the Magic. Kawhi had 8 points within the first 3 minutes of the game last night versus the Lakers. like I said, he had 18 points in the first quarter. So the Clippers look good, man. Even Russell. Russell, look, this is a great fit for Russell because they not asking him to score like that. They're asking him to bring that energy and push the ball. They have guys that can really score. They have guys that can really guard. You feel me? They can maybe afford a turnover or two. And he plays fast. He's able to get on the break. This is a good fit for Russ. That's what I'm going to say. The Lakers just wasn't a good fit for him, and that's okay. But the Clippers are a good fit for Russ. It's going to get tricky with him and James Harden, though. It is going to get tricky with him and James Harden, especially if both of them on the court in the fourth quarter. Who going to get the ball? What is one doing? It's going to get tricky for them. So they're going to have to figure that part out. I love what I seen from the Clippers last night. This is literally one of the best games I've stayed up and watched. Obviously, LeBron and them, they went to overtime. LeBron and AD helped seal the game, especially Austin Reeves as well. But I'm going to get into that in a minute. They scored 13 points in overtime, and they allowed the Clippers to score 8, and they won the game. This is a great game, man. This is a great game. This is a live game. If you was up watching this game, I'm sure you was excited. Let's talk about them motherfucking Lakers, man. Let's talk about Anthony Davis. Let's talk about Austin Reeves. Let's talk about D'Angelo Russell. Let's talk about LeBron James. But most importantly, obviously, Taurean Prince had some knee soreness before the game, and he wasn't able to play. Like, literally in warm-ups, he had some knee soreness, and he was, you know, set down the entire game. Inserted into the starting lineup, Cam Reddish. This was the player that was the number one player in the nation coming out of high school. Cam Reddish. And you would be able to look at the box score and be like, I mean, what did he really do? You know, he only had 8 points, four rebounds, 4 assists, 2 for 7 from the field. You know, he only did so much. And he was a -4 on the court. They'd be like, man, he ain't really do nothing. But if you watch the game, Cam Reddish was out there locking shit down. And he was locking down. He was literally stealing the ball from Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Blocking their shots. One-on-one. No help. No help. He was fighting through the pick and rolls. All of that. Making them commit, go down in the paint, forcing them to go down there and try to shoot a floater or a layup or a mid-range shot over Anthony Davis, and you know how that's hard. Anthony Davis is altering every shot in the paint, no matter where it's at. For the free throw line down, he's altering every single shot. And that's what they try to funnel all of them to. Cam Reddish, 36 minutes, last minute, knowing that he's going to be in the starting lineup, he showed up, man. Shout out to Cam Reddish, man. I wish I had somebody I can give him a round of applause right now, but I'm going to keep it organic, man. He balled out. And if Cam Reddish played like that for the rest of the season, hey, he might fuck around and be starting, bro. I ain't going to lie. He was 1 for 5 from the three. If he can just shoot 35% from three, he's going to have some catch and shoot corner shots. He's going to have a time where he can put the ball on the ground and go and get in his bag, attacking the basket. He had one last night where he pump faked in the corner, drove it, and tried to dunk on Zubac. But he got fouled. So you can tell, like, he's getting comfortable. You can tell that Cam Reddish is feeling good. And if, like I said, if he continue to play like that, man, he adds so much versatility to this team. He's a six. Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, he's 6'9". Cam Reddish is 6'9". Let me see. He's 6'7". He's 6'7". Arms long. He rangy. And he's always been a good defensive player. But when you playing on sorry teams that really ain't involving you and trying to get you the ball, this is going to be like whatever. You feel me? You ain't going to be as committed. But when you come to the Lakers and you come and play with LeBron James, you come play Anthony Davis, and they're literally helping you, and they're literally guys that's playing defense too. LeBron James is playing defense too last night. LeBron was guarding Paul George and Kawhi as well. So when you got guys like that that's been playing for 15 plus years, Anthony Davis, the guy that's won Defensive Player of the Year, that's for sure gonna win it this year. You got guys like Austin Reeves that can throw his body in there from time to time. He had trouble in the first half, but he put the pressure back on the offense, and that's what balanced out the game. You got guys like Christie that came in there and played pretty well. Max Christie, shout out to him, 22 minutes played last night. He had a couple fouls on some of these guys, but they was going at him, but he was holding his own, though. He's a rangy guy that can play as well, and he's going to only get better. Just got guys. I mean, you got, like, if you watched the game last night, it was a lineup where Darvin Ham had Anthony Davis, Christian Wood, and Hayes out there at the same time. And Hayes was guarding wings on the perimeter and guarding the paint. Hayes had one block. It was a nasty block, too. Damn near a two-hand block. But he was also caught on the wing guarding Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. It was really Kawhi Leonard because Paul George really got that work. But Kawhi Leonard more fundamental, dribble to the side, bump you a little bit, shoot a mid-range. So it's kind of easier to check him because he ain't really trying to sauce you up. But Hayes was out there guarding on the perimeter. And this is a 6'10", 6'11 guy that's very athletic. So he showed versatility that he can do that as well. So, man, like the weapons that the Lakers can throw at you, this is the test for Darvin Ham. He has to find nine guys. Because the eight guys they played last night, I love the eight-man rotation because it kept guys in it. It kept guys flowing. It didn't, you know, have guys on the bench for long periods of time because you're trying to give other guys minutes. He need to find him nine guys, maybe 10, but nine guys that's going to play. And it's crazy because Gabe Vincent didn't play last night. Vanderbilt didn't play. He ain't played this whole season. Rui Hachimura didn't play last night. Or Torian Prince didn't play last night. So that's damn near four potential guys that are starters in this league that didn't play last night. And they looked good. The Lakers looked competitive. The first quarter was a little slow. Lakers always start slow. They got to get their motherfucking – they got to get tuned up a little early. But the rotations allow this team to play tough and play fast and not, you know, get rusty being on the bench for so long. Christian Wood came in with 29 minutes, 10 points and 11 rebounds, and he had – one block and one steal. He's altering shots. We had three guys last night with 10-plus rebounds. Wood, LeBron James had 12, and Anthony Davis had 10 rebounds. And Austin Reeves even threw in a 7-rebound game with 7 assists. Like, man, I love what I seen from the Lakers last night. This was one of the most electrifying games in this season so far. I'm loving what I'm seeing. Cam Reddish needs to play more. If I was them, I would sit Torian Prince until his knee feels better. I would sit him for a few games. And shit, allow Cam Reddish to start. And allow him to, you know, play guys on the perimeter. Like, he guarded Paul George really well. And Paul George is not an easy task, bro. Paul George is not an easy task. He can get to the free throw line. He can make free throws. All of them. Obviously, he got fouled on a three-point shot last night to tie the game up and to head into overtime. He made all three of them. He's a 5-6 level scorer. That's what Paul George is. Paul George is one of the best scoring guys in this NBA today. You can't and Cam Reddish played him really well last night. I love what I seen from him, man. So this was the shout out to Cam Reddish, man. You can't look at the box score, you gotta look at the game. If you watch the game, you know that he was the X factor last night. And he needs to play. He needs to know that this is what I bring to this team. He don't need to, don't do nothing different. You gonna knock some more 3-point shots down and continue to get comfortable when you can put the ball on the ground and go to the basket. But this is what they signed you for. You didn't see what the Lakers can do for people. Look at Schroeder right now. Schroeder's balling right now. Schroeder was out of the league, if I'm not mistaken, right before the Lakers picked him up. And now he's with the Raptors right now, dropping 81 points and 40, almost 50 assists in four games. Literally coming off a game last night where he had 24 points and 11 assists. This is Schroeder. You got Malik Monk. Look what the Lakers did for Malik Monk. Look what Brian did for Malik Monk. Look at Lonnie Walker. Look at these guys. These guys have literally found their way in this league by playing winning basketball and playing with guys that know how to win and want to win that's going to push you. Wasn't nobody pushing Cam Reddish in fucking Atlanta? They were too busy worried about Trae Young. They wasn't worried about Cam Reddish. But now, you just put on display last night what you about. You just put on display last night what you bring to the table. We need that every night. Because you like you literally the 6-7 option on this team. So it ain't a lot of pressure on you, but it is though. You playing it with LeBron James, it's going to be pressure on you regardless. It's like you playing with Tom Brady. It's going to be pressure on you regardless, bro. So Cam Reddish, great fucking game last night, man. Now let's move on to the stars, man. Come on now. LeBron James put together a masterpiece. 42 minutes, 35 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, and 1 steal. He also had 4 turnovers, which you don't want to see Brian have 4 turnovers. But this is the kicker, though. He had 4 turnovers in the first half. He had no turnovers in the second half. None. No turnovers in the second half. He was 13 for 19 from the field. 5 for 10 from the free throw line. You got to make 50% ain't going to cut it, Brian. You got to at least be 70%. At least be 70, 80%. From the free throw line. Because he missed a couple at the end of the game where allowed them to, you know, make some shots and tie the game up at the end of the game as well. But you want to talk about, I'm not even going to say turning the clock back. This LeBron James. This LeBron, he been doing this shit for 21 years in a row. He ain't had to turn the clock back at all. Like, game 4 last year, when they was down to the Nuggets, he dropped, 40 points, a 40-point triple-double, and literally dominated that game. Came out in the first half getting buckets. Like, he ain't turning the clock back at all. The clock ain't went up or back. The clock is still going. He's still LeBron. That was a dominant performance by LeBron James against Kawhi Leonard. Obviously, Kawhi was checking LeBron. Like, Paul George is checking LeBron. Yeah, they're going to do pick and roll and try to get to where they get to and get to where the matchup fits them best, where it's easier for them to score. But they went up against each other. I commend that. LeBron, man, he the GOAT. That's just what it is, man. He the GOAT. D-Lo showed up last night, man. 27 points, 6 assists, 3 for 7 from the 3-point line. He missed the game. He missed the game winner, though, at the end of the fourth quarter on the 3-pointer. I didn't see D-Lo make some threes where he ain't have no damn sight at the rim like that, and he made them. I didn't see it. I would love to see D-Lo make that 3. But 27 points, man, that's pretty good, man. You can't be mad at that. Can't be mad at that. He had some steals. He had some layups, some good cuts towards the basket, under the basket. He was active without the ball. A lot of his points came off cuts, backdoor cuts, and shit like that. inbound backdoor cuts, layups at the rim. So he was moving well without the ball. That's great to see as well, because you don't really see a lot of that from D'Lo moving without the ball. But he showed that he can do that last night. That adds another dynamic to the offense as well. We want to see consistency, D'Lo. You ain't got to drop 27 points. But every night, D'Lo, you need to be shooting around 38+% from the three-point line and averaging at least 17 to 21 points. Now, if you're going to give us 27, that's cool. We'll take it. But you need to be consistent on offense with like 17 points, period. Anthony Davis, 48 minutes played last night. 27 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 blocks, 1 steal. We're not even going to talk and plus 11. We're not even going to talk about, matter of fact, we are going to talk about it. Anthony Davis on defense, he literally alters every shot coming towards the rim. Because if you're coming in the paint, you know AD is there. So you have to do something different. You have to do something different to get the ball over him, under him, around him, somewhere, because he's a paint protector. He literally alters every shot. And he was, if y'all watched the game last night, he was guarding Kawhi Leonard last night on the wing. So this is a guy that could protect the paint and come out there and guard Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on a perimeter. You cannot tell me Anthony Davis is not the defensive MVP this year. Because one thing I know about AD, he going to bring it on defense. Offense might come and go from, you know, time to time. But defense don't be going nowhere, bro. He going to play some defense. That's what he does. That is what he does, bro. He literally showing you why he's the best defensive player in the league. He's literally showing you why he's one of the best defensive players in NBA history. He's showing you why. He's dominating the game on the defensive end and chipping in 27 points. And he made some good shots last night, some good decisions, man. I love what I seen from Anthony Davis last night, man. He showed some grit. 27 points and 10 rebounds. Kept them guys in foul trouble. Executed his mismatches and protect the paint. 4 blocks. I think he's averaging damn near 4 blocks this season so far. He's averaging 3 to 4 blocks. You look up in the stand. You go look up his stats for the last 5 games. I'm sure on all of them games, he got about 4 blocks. Even in the preseason. You go in the preseason where it was preseason games where he was having 4 blocks. Like, he gonna block your shot if you come over in the paint with some bullshit. Even if you on the perimeter with some bullshit, he gonna block your shot. Anthony Davis is a dog. Period. Put some respect on his name, man. Put some respect on AD name, man. Period, bro. He one of the best young talents in the game. Yeah, he might not be this super leader guy and this super clutchy guy or anything, but, bro, he's good. He's great for the NBA, and we ain't seen nobody like him. Have y'all seen another AD since AD been in the league? Show me another AD. Show me. It's a bunch of guys that's 6'10", 6'11", that can block shots. But show me another Anthony Davis. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you watched this game last night, you had to be amazed by this game, man. This game was high tempo. It was high-level basketball. It was greatness versus greatness. They laid it all on the line. Man, it was just a great mixture of talent, will to win, experience, up-tempo basketball, high-level IQ basketball, scoring on all levels. Like, every quarter was dynamic. Every minute of this game was, I was glued in. I stayed up till all the way to overtime, and I don't usually do that shit. Lakers winning the championship, man. I'm just going to say what it is, man. You feel me? Clippers are a great team. When the Clippers are healthy, they are great, bro. They can really ball. I don't care what y'all say. They can really ball. I would love to see the Clippers healthy, man. If the Clippers are healthy, I like the Clippers to knock off some of these teams that y'all just think is so dope. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. Clippers are a matchup problem. And they're not a lot of guys on other teams that can guard Kawhi Leonard or Paul George. Period. And that's what you're going to have to do in the playoffs if you play against them. And now they got James Harden too. We don't know the dynamic that he's going to add to this team, but he's James Harden. On a team where he's the third option. I don't think he's been a third option on a team. Was he the third option with the Nets? I don't know. I think he was like, you know, 2A, 2B with Kyrie. I don't think he was a third option. But now he's the third option. So let's see how that looks. Let's see how that looks and what dynamic he adds to this team and to this offense. Because they probably could have used him last night. They probably could have used him on the offensive end for sure. But, hey, man, it was some high-level basketball last night, man. Let's move on from there. We're going to move on from the Lakers and the Clippers. Obviously, the Lakers got the W last night. They're 3-2, fifth in the West right now. Like I said, I'm going to keep it reiterating. The Lakers didn't get their second win until game 12 last year. They was 2-10. They already got 3 wins right now and above 500 within 5 games. That's pretty good. And November looking good, too. They just got to take care of business. All right, moving on. Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Toronto Raptors. But you know the media and everybody ain't going to blow that shit up because they don't really care about They don't really talk about the Bucks like that, even though they got supposedly the best player in the world. Two of the best players in the world on their team now, and Dame Lillard and Giannis. They won't really talk about that, you know. Literally, the Raptors was up by 20 points this entire game. Dame only scored 15 points. Giannis only scored 16 points. That ain't enough. That ain't enough. They have to do better. Losing to the Raptors, you got to do better. Another key game. This is a good game. I know this was a great win for Portland Trail Blazers and Chauncey Billups going back to the crib, playing in Detroit against Detroit, coaching against where he won a championship on the Pistons, coaching in that arena and actually still in the game because the Pistons were up a lot of this game and they kind of gave it away in the tail end of the game. But a great win for Chauncey Billups, man. I'm sure he gonna love that win. That's gonna be he's gonna cherish that to his heart. Anytime he go into the Pistons arena and he's able to get a win in there, I'm sure he's gonna love that. Shit, who knows? And he might be a Pistons coach in the future, Pistons head coach in the future. Who knows? Moving on from that, the Pelicans beat the Thunder. And the Thunder were at home, but the Pelicans went in there and stole a win. CJ McCollum with 29 points. That's pretty good. Zion Williamson with 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. That's pretty good right there for him. Zion has been low-key playing every game. He hasn't missed a game. Playing around 28 to 32 minutes. I would like to see that continue to go on. Let's see how that turns out, man. Pelicans went in there and got a win. Good job. We literally gonna scoop past this game. The Boston Celtics beat the Pacers 155 to 104. I did not get that wrong. I said 155 to 104. They literally beat them by 51 points. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable in the NBA. Let's move forward. The Cavs went into the Knicks arena, went into the Garden and won after they played last night in Cleveland, and New York won. So they just traded road wins right there. Donovan Mitchell balled out, 30 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And they stole the win back. So that's pretty good. They might play each other in the playoffs. Who knows? It's going to be a good matchup. Brooklyn went into Miami and beat them 109 to 105. See, Miami, this is why we talking about Miami, man. Miami one of them teams that you don't really know what you're going to get from them into the playoffs. They be real slow. They've been losing games. Like, how you lose a game to – they're 1-4. They're literally the 15th team in the East. How are you losing games to the Nets? Like, come on, bro. Let's move on from that. They got to tighten up. Denver lost. This is their first loss of the season. They lost to the Timberwolves. 110 to 89, lost by 21. But you know how that go. They're not going to really talk about that because they only care about when, you know, the Lakers lose and LeBron lose and Anthony Davis not playing well. That's what they only going to talk about. They lost. First loss of the season, and they got spanked. They got spanked by the Timberwolves. Timberwolves came out. Anthony Edwards scored 24 points. Karl Anthony Towns had 21-8. And that's what they did. They balled out. They did their thing, and they won the game at home. They took care of their home court. And that's what it was. So, Mavericks. Obviously, Kyrie Irving been out for a few games right now. The Mavericks won 114-105. They're an undefeated team right now. They are 4-0 right now. So they're doing their thing. They starting off on the right end this season, and that's what you want to start at. You want to start on the right end. That's pretty good, man. Jazz beat the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are 0-5. They're looking bad. They don't have Ja Morant for another 20 more games. They might win 3 or 4 games before that time, but just know that they're going to be down a lot. They're gonna dig themselves a hole while Ja Morant is out right now, because they don't have a lot of guys that could create their own shot. They're missing one of the best players in the NBA right now in Ja Morant, and obviously he's not a guy you can replace. So they're hurting without him. But hopefully, you know, they can get their first win of the season sometime soon. I know Marcus Smart, like, man, what the hell. last but not least, the Warriors and the Kings. The Warriors won 102 to 101. And if you watched it, that boy Klay Thompson hit the game-winning shot, game-winner midi on Davion Mitchell. Klay doing his thing, man. Klay is always going to be good in spots now, you know. He's still always going to be a great shooter. He's a threat out there when he's on the court because he's one of the best shooters this game has ever seen. So he's always going to be a threat to knock down 10 threes in a game. Not saying he's going to do it all the time or anything like that, but he can get hot quick. That's who Klay Thompson is. So, man, we had a great day of basketball yesterday, man. A great day of basketball, a lot of wins, a lot of losses, a lot of road wins, honestly. Two of your best teams went down. Well, I'll probably say three. The Clippers, the Nuggets, and the Bucks lost the game, and they went down yesterday. So, interesting basketball, man. Like I said, the Lakers had a great win last night, a great win. A great win they had. They are on a 2-game winning streak right now. They won three of their last four. They feeling good. They're gelling. guys got to get healthy though. Some guys are, you know, missing games right now. Vando is not with us right now. He hasn't played a game this entire season because he got some, I forgot exactly what it is, but he's out. Gabe Vincent was out yesterday. Rui missed two straight games due to an eye contusion or a concussion. One or the other. I'm hearing both, but he's out. And then you got Taurean Prince that had a pregame warm-up scratch, you know, due to knee soreness. So this was the depth that I loved from the Lakers. Like when you, they're literally like 12 to 13 guys deep that could play. So being out four guys and being able to insert Christian Wood, Hayes, and Max Christie with the guys in the starting lineup and beat a Clippers team they're healthy. The Clippers are healthy. Yeah, James Harden not there, but they just traded for him. They haven't played a game with him not one time. So it's not like they was missing him. They have been the Clippers this year. They are their team. They're not missing guys. So that's a great win for the Lakers. They have to keep it going, though. Their next game is the Clippers don't play until Monday. They literally got like 4 days off. That's what's up. But the Lakers, they don't play. They go on a four-game road trip. They play Saturday against the Magic. Then they play at Miami on Monday, at Houston on Wednesday, and at the Suns on Friday. Obviously, the Suns haven't had their guys in Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. Devin Booker played game one and hasn't played since. Bradley Beal, they don't know when he's going to come back. He has back issues. They don't know when he's going to come back. Who knows, man? They need to go on this road and win. The Lakers need to go and win all of these road games, period. That would be a great way to gel. If you know anything about playing sports, when you go on the road, it's really just like your team, y'all, against that whole state. And that gives you time to be together. Y'all in a hotel together. Y'all probably playing cards. Y'all probably going out to eat. This is that time. And I'm sure this is the first road trip, so I'm sure LeBron, Anthony Davis will have dinners planned. You know, I'm not going to say any events. I don't know about any of that. But I'm sure they will have dinners planned and, like, you know, game nights planned to where they're gelling, they're laughing, they're talking shit, they're talking smack. That helps when you own the court. That literally helps when you on the court. If you guys are gelling off of the court, it helps while you're on the court. If you know anything about competitive sports, then you know that. You definitely know that. So, like I said, it's their first road trip as a new team this year. They should come out of that 4-0. November should look very great for the Lakers. But you got to play the game. The game's not played on paper. You got to go in there and play the game. Just know that everybody's going to give you their best shot because, you know, some people be thinking the Lakers soft. And then people want to, you know, play their best game versus LeBron James. LeBron James is the talk of the world. He's the talk of the NBA. He's been that way since 2003. Everybody want to try to, you know, have that moment that they can come back and say, this is what I remember. I did this to LeBron James. You know, this is what it is. This is the attention that LeBron gets every night. And it's been that way for 110% of his career. It's been that way. So that's why he the GOAT. But had to throw that in there. You feel what I'm saying? I'm always gonna throw that in there, man. That's just what it is to me. That's just how I feel. I don't care about that 90s basketball shit. That 90s basketball shit was overrated basketball. They wasn't that good. They wasn't that sweet. There were no offensive guys like that in the 90s. There's a bunch of guys that was tackling people out of the air. And then when Michael Jordan went to the NBA and David Stern and all them and told him, like, bro, y'all got to stop letting them tackle me out of the air. They can't guard me. You can't do hand check. All of these things, like, the league was growing then. The league is grown now. The league was growing in the 90s. It was transitioning. It was trying to become a better league. The league is grown right now. This is as much skill and talent and IQ and experience and diversity in the defenses thrown at guys and playmaking and scoring that the NBA has ever seen. I don't want to hear nothing about the 90s. Don't tell me nothing about the 90s. Don't tell me nothing about the fucking New York Knicks in the 90s. I do not want to hear about that shit. They did not win anything. Stop talking about them. I do not want to hear about none of them. I don't want to hear about the Charles Barkley Suns. I do not want to hear about them. They didn't win anything. It do not matter. I don't want to hear about it. Don't tell me about it. So that's what it is. But, man, that's it, man. That's all I'm going to give y'all right there, man. I don't want to keep y'all here too long, but I definitely want to, you know, give y'all some nuggets, give y'all some tools that y'all can probably live with, go with. And shit, something that y'all can talk about, man. You know, I think I know a little bit about basketball. I think I know a little bit about football. I think I know a lot of bit about sports. So this is just, you know, my take on how I feel about the sports world. You feel me? And some of it might be personal. Some of it might not be. It's me. I'm not going to sit here and say like it ain't. Some of it is. It's funneled through me. So that's what it is. These are my experiences. This is my knowledge. This is what I know. Y'all probably could think I don't know shit. But I doubt it. But this is what it is, man. Speak On It Podcast. Episode 34. Season 3. Hosted by your boy T-Lip. We here, man. We live. And we going to keep it going. Follow my page on Twitter. Speak On It. Speak On It TL. What is it? Speak On It. Speak On It TML. At Speak On It TML on Twitter. And Speak On It on Instagram. Follow my pages, subscribe to it on Spotify, and to be tuned in, man. Be tuned in. We, like I said, we here weekly. We here weekly. And like I said at the previous episode, there's going to be guests on the show as well. Guys been reaching out to me wanting to get on the show. Want to talk about the game, want to talk about sports. So I'm going to open that up soon. Not real soon, but I'll open it up soon. And like I said, when y'all hear somebody different on here with different perspective, y'all will know. Here we go. But appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode of Speak On The Podcast, man. Y'all have a good day, man. Enjoy yourself. Lip it out. Yes, sir.